Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Match Ball.
Hello, welcome to The Match Ball. It's brought to you in association with Levi Solicitors, levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball to get you 10% discount on your legal fees. Michael, say the thing.
Will's Probate Conveyancing.
Will's Probate Conveyancing, 15% over on the Phil Hay Monday Club. Find out details of that tomorrow. It's done, innit?
I'd say so.
I think it's done.
This is not what I expected from you. I expected you to go, don't matter, all we do. Everton are shit. Bournemouth will beat them. Bournemouth will be nice and relaxed. They'll beat them. We'll win 4-0. Not a problem.
Yeah, I've been clinging on to hope. But the truth is, you know, we need a miracle now. It's still not over, thankfully. But
thankfully.
Well, there's a chance. You know, football has a way of doing silly things. Doesn't ever feel like it today. I don't think it'll happen. But, you know, there's still a chance. What else can we say? That's all that's left.
I will be very, very, very relieved when this season is finished. That whole game was like watching the season just play out over 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
Was it Meatloaf who sang, you took the words right out of my mouth? I was going to say similar. It felt like the season in a microcosm. Missed chances, shit defending.
Well, started well.
Start well.
Took a lead.
Tail off.
Fall apart. Bamford gets injured. That's obviously a standard part of everything that's happened over the last few years as well.
Rodrigo gets injured, but we don't trust the £35 million strike we've got on the bench. Some pathetic defending at the end.
I mean, what formation was it by the end?
I mean, Brendan Aaronson was playing central midfield because Weston McKennie, even though he's meant to be a midfielder, he clearly didn't trust him to play that position either. I think it was literally as West Ham were about to score their second goal. I was saying to you, it's mad how all these Januaries where we've not spent any money, this January we've committed £70 million to Weston McKennie and Jorginho Rutter. And Weston McKennie, you didn't even notice he'd gone off because you only notice when he's on when he takes a long throw. Mm.
It's not like it's going, Wes? Waiting for him to come over and take the throw.
He drove us forward a bit, all right, in the first half.
Got an assist, in fairness to him.
Yeah, but the whole thing, it's not him, is it? It's just all of it. It's just not being good enough across the whole season. So it's hard to pick on any one particular player. You just, like, say, you see it in microcosm today, missed chances. Like when Somerville goes through late on, you think, well, quite an important time to score a goal with this, and they fluff it, they don't take it.
But equally, by that point, we didn't deserve anything from that game.
No, we don't deserve to stay up this season.
I mean, credit to West Ham for trying their best not to score a fourth goal. They had loads of chances to do it, and we just found more and more funny ways not to score.
Mm-hmm. It probably says the way that game was going when the third went in, they were doing the offside check. I was like, it's onside, fucking hell, just give it. Of course it's onside. You can't give offside for that. Stupid.
So it looks like it's the championship next season, which will be new and exciting.
That's why we're all this today. It's a little reminder of the last time we were in there.
Isn't it just mad how they've completely thrown it in the bin? Since we've come up, that the ninth place finish lulled them into such a false sense of security that the strategy was so terribly wrong. And it's hard to feel too angry, apart from the fact that, you know, like, this, my entire mental well-being is pegged to the fortunes of Leeds United. But it's hard to be completely angry when you feel like, in many ways, the board, the owners, they deserve this.
You can't argue with it, can you?
No.
There's no sense of, we've been a bit unlucky there.
We've been hard done to.
We've been terrible for two seasons. And maybe last season you could point to bad luck with injuries and stuff, but then they've just repeated the same mistakes.
And sell your two best players and don't replace them.
Spent a lot of money and got a lot worse.
Yeah, well, did replace them. But not with good players.
Well,
Victor Ross was bragging about replacing Mark Rocker and Calvin Phillips about that trade, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What's Rocker done this season? Anything?
No, none of them have they really?
Walked about a bit occasionally. I think he played well against Forest at home. Well done, one game. Cheers, Victor. Radjozani must be looking at this now and thinking, what the fuck have I done?
Well, I mean, it was perfect timing that just after West Ham scored their second, The Athletic were reporting that Radwazani is part of an investment group trying to buy Sampdoria.
Yeah.
Which I presume is him saying goodbye to Leeds, because I know he dreams of this network of clubs, but you don't want to own two clubs that have just been relegated. I don't think that's quite the network he was thinking of.
And you gather from like hearing whispers and stuff that talks have been going on maybe about him selling up regardless of whether we go. I've just never felt like he's got the appetite to do this again. It feels like we've reached the end of the cycle and he realised it. And we saw that manifest when he sacked Orta, when they agreed to part ways. It just felt like the whole thing is just coming to the end. And Radwazani doesn't strike me as a man who has either the footballing nous, probably connections to go again and get the right appointment. It feels like he's kind of done with Leeds as a thing. And it's probably for the best, I think. Yeah.
It needs a big old reset, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because I don't think any of us saw this coming a couple of years ago.
But then again, we were talking about that during the game and we were just saying that, like, you look at that side today and you don't feel any emotional attachment to them. We loved Rafinha because he was brilliant. We loved Phillips because he was one of our own. We love Nonto as well because he's a great, bright prospect. But all in all, what is there really to love now about that side? Like, even the players that brought us up got completely going off the boil. And
it's hard to love a bunch of losers, isn't it? Let's be honest.
It is.
You can say all you want about, you know, the type of players you want and the commitment, but if you don't win games, it's very, very, very hard to love them. And we've not won very many games in 2 years, have we? So
it's been really incredible this season in particular, like how many chances we've had to sort of take this in our own hands. I mean, going into today and it's win your next two games and you're up. And as two final fixtures go, a West Ham team with nothing to play for and who have just come off the back of a European semi-final and have got their eye on a final, and then Spurs who have just Spurs. They sort of, you couldn't really ask for two better fixtures, and then to go 1-0 up, and we were playing well to start with, and I thought we were keeping the ball well, scored a great goal, had other sort of chances, Bamford seemed to be playing well, and it's all just collapsed. And again, that's just been the story of the season. It's just been so weak, and it never takes much to just for it to completely fall apart.
Because we had three and a half chances in the opening 10 or 12 minutes.
We started really well.
Yeah, but we've seen it so many times, haven't we? But as soon as we dropped off after we went one up, you thought, you know, this which way this one's going to go, because we've seen this movie before.
And we can't defend. That's the thing. It's the worst thing we can do is try and defend, because we've been shit at it forever, really. It was never our strength under Bielsa, was it? I know some games we had the ball that much and we were dominant in games, so we didn't concede goals. But the actual defensive side of it was always fragile, wasn't it? And for 2 years, it's been awful. So trying to all of a sudden go, okay, now we can be the sort of team that sits back and holds onto a lead, we can't do it.
Well, we were saying this, weren't we, like before we came on air, like the pattern that this season has followed has all the hallmarks of a team that's just desperate and out of control. A club, not necessarily a team, but you know, about changing managers with four games to go because the guy you brought in February hasn't managed to cut the mustard in the end after hanging on to a manager for far too long when it clearly wasn't working.
Well, I think we tried, actually, in the early part of the season, we were trying desperately not to be one of those clubs. And I think that was that and Victor Orta's determination to prove himself right with sticking with Marsh.
Oh yeah, the hubris, and the arrogance.
I think he's why he ended up staying as long, because it's like, no, that's what a club who are panicking would do, and we're not panicking because we're Leeds United, and I've got all this in hand, and I've got stuff lined up for him, and I think Weston McKennie's going to be great, and I've got this amazing young player from Germany who's going to come in. And then pretty quickly it's like, actually, this is all built on absolutely nothing. Arthur has been wrong about a huge number of very key things within this team. And I blame him and Marsh, I think, combined. I blame for this season, because I think between them, they've completely fucked it. They've thrown away, in terms of playing style, they threw away everything that was good that Bielsa brought. Then they've spent a lot of money to make us worse.
And then you end it and you don't know what we are.
No.
See, I mean, we were saying, like, was it a case of us sitting back, or is it a case of them panicking? Or, you know, the stories recently had been about how they don't really know how to keep the ball anymore, which is such a strength. Not that long ago, and it's sort of been all just being coached out of them, and now we're a team where you've got Big Sam in, but you can't sit back and defend because you don't know how to do that. But then, you know, I think with Grathia it was like, oh, let's be a bit more patient and have a bit more possession, but then they don't know how to do that. And then we tried the Red Bull thing at the start of the season of Frantic and up and at him, and we were shit at that as well. So it's just an absolute shambles.
Yeah, veering from one thing to another.
We basically got points this year when Rodrigo scored every chance he had, and then Nonto came in and was good for a bit. Take away those elements, there's been fuck all. Been nothing good.
Yeah. And the notion of building on the best bits of Bielsa is just an absolute farce, isn't it? When you sit and examine it now and what's happened since, they've exposed themselves in the worst way possible, just the lack of ability to run a football club in a sensible way.
And you look at the squad now and you think, well, do we have any central midfielders for the start of next season that are at the club now?
First thought was Sam Greenwood, and realised he's not even a central midfielder.
He's not really, is he? I know he's been turned into one, but who's going to be there? Because McKenny is leaving. You think Rocker probably won't fancy the championship, and I don't particularly fancy him in it either. Aronson isn't really a central midfielder. Forshaw's out of contract. Like there's just a massive hole in the middle of the pitch straight away for next season.
Well, that's the thing with the last two games, you've looked at the midfield and gone, our two best central midfielders are Adam Forshaw and Robin Koch. It's like, how has it got to this? Still, it's mental.
Do you know what's going to be mental? Staying up when Everton get a points deduction after the season's ended and we've all been furious and gone down. Do you think even Allardyce would get his bonus then?
I'm sure he'd
try for it.
Levi Slister's for Big Sam getting 10% off.
Well, given the way that the JKA contract went and the wranglings with that, it wouldn't surprise me to see us end up in the court of arbitration
sport.
Again.
We'll just stop answering the phone to him like we did with Red Bull.
Kinnear blocks his number.
You've probably escaped dressing as a Smurf, Michael.
I've 100% avoided dressing as
a
Smurf.
We haven't. We're not down yet.
We are.
Are we?
We ain't staying up.
Because you did promise to dress as a Smurf if we stayed up.
I don't actually think...
Well, we've got Darko JB, that's been pointed out, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. I quite like him from what I've seen.
And Archie Gray.
Yeah.
He's a child.
We are into Eddie and the kids territory here, aren't we? Yeah.
Play him next week, fuck it.
Yeah.
Might as well.
We'll probably be. I have absolutely no doubt we'll beat Spurs and go down next week.
I don't even think we will.
No.
Nah, they'll score. They've got some good attackers. Yeah. They're shit defensively, but we can't punish them there, and they will get. We'll give them two or three chances, and they'll score. Right. I don't think we'll get anything next week.
Watching that second half today doesn't give me much hope. Watching us defend against Harry Kane and good footballers, even if they are a mess.
I hope we don't win and stay up and still go down because it'll take the edge off what should be quite a vicious day at Elland Road. I'm quite looking forward to it.
I love you. I love it when you get in this move, when you want to tear it all down.
Well, the thing is, if we do go and beat Spurs 3-0 and, you know, we go down on because Everton have got a point or goal difference or whatever, even if they win, if we win, people will be like, oh, the lads have tried their best. No, fuck up. Fuck off. I'm not having it. It's been a shit season. Two shit seasons.
I wonder who of the board will be there next week. We know Arta won't be there. Do you think Radrazzani will be there? Because there were some whispers that Newcastle might have been his last home game.
He should be Foster, really. But I doubt he will.
I mean, I wanted us to keep Arter until the end of the season, just to have him there.
For that exact reason.
Put him in stocks in the centre circle.
No, even that. Just have him in the West Stand, and he can't mouth off then, can he? None of them can.
Yeah, he can maintain his Premier League record, though. We didn't go down with him there, did we? No Premier League without him. Championship now. Now he's gone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's been pointed out by G-Mad in the comments that you actually promised to live as a Smurf for a year if we stayed up.
I think I can probably...
I want you to do it anyway.
I'd probably say that. I think it'd be too sad, wouldn't it?
Well,
no one wants a sad Smurf.
538's got us as 92% down. Thank you to... it's Latin, is that, isn't it? Solanum Linnaeum? Excuse me if I've pronounced that wrong.
I'm pretty sure you have. I don't think that's anyone's name, but yeah, thank
you
for the...
I don't speak Latin.
Thank you for the information. Yeah, we're down.
It's been a good day for you, though, Michael. You've escaped living as a Smurf for a year.
Oh, yeah, what did you do on... And what minute was it, Rob? I think it was 18 minutes, wasn't it? 19 minutes, Rob?
As soon as we went one up.
£10 on West Ham.
How much have you won?
I think it was... Did you say it was 6-1? 7-1?
I can't remember.
One of them.
Oh, so how much have you got there?
60 quid, 70 quid.
Milky bars are on you then, is it?
Just probably spend it on something to make me sad.
Leeds United again.
Yeah, probably.
And you can return all that blue paint, so your quid's in, aren't you?
I can.
How long have you...
I can get 7 of the Stilton away shirts. Brilliant.
How long have you got your 20-year season ticket for?
I think another 2 years.
You going to stick with it afterwards, or just maybe knock it all in the head? Or...
Well, hopefully Elland Road will be torn down after next week's game, so it won't be an issue.
I hope you
I'll support the Phoenix Club that will start up at South Leeds Stadium next year.
I hope you can only renew it by another 20 years.
Fucking knobheads.
No, they really are, aren't they?
Leeds United, not you two.
Yeah.
Although you are for constantly saying we're going to stay up when it's been obvious we're shit.
I know we're shit, and I know we've been gurgling around the plug hole. I'm just a voice of hope. I just wanted to hope that we could do something miraculous, but quite frankly, we deserve it. I find it very difficult to make an argument otherwise, because the mismanagement has been awful. All the things that have been flagged up over the last 2 or 3 years have just all come home to roost at once. Or maybe they haven't. Maybe they've just been accumulating, you know, still relying on Bamford coming back. Signing Ruta, which is the fact that he can't get off the bench, for God's sake, even when our two centre-forwards are both knackered.
I mean, Rodrigo was on one leg for most of that half, wasn't he? Clearly couldn't run. He was still trying, bless him. But he was obviously not fit. And still, you're looking at the bench and going, Somerville up front? It's like... And he's just not suited to the style either. And I know we were looking for the ball in behind. And like Bamford did get in behind him a few times, didn't he, early on? And it was showing signs of working. But there were bits where you still... If it's got any height on it and it's going towards Somerville, he's not winning it, is he? Because he's up against like big 6-foot shithouse centre-backs. Like there's just no possibility he's winning that. So... I don't know what the plan was towards the end. I don't know what formation was. I don't know who was playing where. It was just...
Are you talking about the last four games?
It was just a complete mush on the end. It was just like, it's just some players. I bring Greenwood on because he can take a set piece. Felt like the plan. Who knows?
The only time I saw Ruta on the bench was when someone else was coming on and he just held up some tape.
Him.
And it's like, oh, we've spent £35 million on the kit, man. The poor guy.
Yes. On the tape.
I thought that at the same time.
I feel so sorry for him. Like, what has he joined?
What else happened in that game? I've put Pat, no. Rodrigo, no. Jackie, no. Those were the three chances in the first 10 minutes that we had.
It was a hell of a goal, to be fair.
It was a really good goal.
I felt like that was the moment we've completed Sam Allardyce's football. I guess that's probably why it all went downhill from there. But yeah.
Yeah. 35 million Rory Dillap. Game on. Fucking get it wanged in the box.
The other side to this is that considering it was a game we needed to win, we didn't go after it nearly enough, did we? Or
no.
Maybe we weren't.
But it's because we can't, because we don't have a plan.
Right.
We don't have a style of play.
Right.
So it's hard to kind of turn up the volume on it, because there's nothing there in the first place, because it's created out of four different managers if you include Bielsa in it, and it's like I said, it's just a mush.
So it's like trying to make a meal where you just keep chucking ingredients into the pan and hoping that it works.
There is fuck all there. It's ready steady cook with like a bottle of bleach thrown in the mix.
I've made bleach and shit soup. Just like,
what else did they make? Oh, I've got some Jif, put that in. I don't know who the Jif is.
Some firelighters. Well, they got kerosene. That'll be fine. Stick them in.
Yeah, so I don't feel like there's not an easy way of upping it, because you can't go, okay, well, in this situation, we know where we play the ball in. Like, I don't know how we try and score goals anymore.
Long throws.
That's it. Yeah.
So,
because there was a time when you knew how we'd try and score a goal, but now I don't know what that is.
We realised, didn't we? We had a conversation in the second half, the three of us, when we all kind of stopped making notes. Like first half, we were all quite invested in it, and then we were 1-0 up, and then they pulled it back. Obviously, what was it? 32 minutes they scored. So you think, right, fine, it's in the balance. But gradually, as it just unfolded in that second half, just wrote less and less and less. Didn't write anything for the first 15 minutes. I thought, I better write something down because we've got the match ball.
My notes for the second half are more or less just them scoring goals and missing chances.
I was going to say my first note of the second half is that you, Dan, were playing with a penknife.
Yeah, I'm going to hear it's the Swiss Army knife. Look at that.
And I've written, Rod is fucked. That's the other thing I wrote, which he was.
I also made a note of that moment, which I did find very funny, when Allardyce absolutely lost his shit telling Pascal Strauch to go up for the corner. And then West Ham broke.
64 minutes.
Yeah, and then West Ham broke. He's like, no, get back, quick. What are you doing?
I don't feel as sad as I thought I would, you know?
I mean, you just got to laugh it off, haven't you, now? Because
I think
it's been a long time coming. At least there's a certain amount of certainty.
Yeah. I can definitely get towards just being pissed off at him now, which actually is all right.
Just vent it all next week.
It's familiar to me as this. They've been making me sad all season, whereas now, nah.
They've been mostly making me sad for about 40 years, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's been hard this year watching us blow all the opportunities, as you said, Rob. Like the amount of times where you've gone, okay, well, the game week where we beat Forest and Palace, that was when we think we can almost be safe this week. If we just win these two games,
yeah.
If we just beat Leicester, if we can just win this game at West Ham.
What's the opposite of the opposite of a Midas touch? Is it the Medusa touch, the reckon? Something like that. Because you know, last season when we essentially Midas touched Newcastle's season and they beat us when we should have beaten them and then climbed to safety. The Crystal Palace game has done the same, but in reverse, hasn't it? This season to us.
It was bad before then too.
No, it was there to be taken on and built upon, and then we've just sort of collapsed.
Mm. Yeah, the amount of times we've gone, just fucking win. It really has been that simple. Mm. And like I say, to go, for it to still be in our hands going into kickoff today is incredible, because we've been so bad. And we've just completely thrown it away again.
We've been bad all season, but we had a couple of early wins, didn't we? Which meant we were kind of ahead of the other teams that were down there already. Like beating Wolves and Chelsea. Was that the first three games?
Yeah. Get 8 points in your first five, you know. 96% chance of staying up.
So
we found that 4%, baby.
So yeah, but since then, we've barely won, have we? Like it's been it's been an absolute drag ever since then.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. Actually, I've got the page open on Wikipedia. There's a lot of red on that page.
Yeah.
From where we've not won games. We've lost games, actually.
We're not
very good, are we?
Nope. Yeah, to the point of even last week against Newcastle, just score that penalty.
Mm. Yeah. Put it into the back post, Pat. Against Leicester. Yeah.
It's there for us.
Not though, is it?
Nope. We've had so many chances and we've fucked every one of them.
Who's your man of the match?
Jim Bowen.
the long since deceased host of...
He's on the wing for them. He did well. Rodrigo was a good finish, wasn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, that was a good goal.
Ran around while broken. Christensen did a lot of good sliding about. The most horizontal defender I've seen in my life.
Oh, that... I've just remembered their third goal now. That was horrendous, wasn't it? Where they managed to get out of the corner and Brendan Aaronson ended up upside down on his back. And then Rasmus Christensen just got completely done and again ended up on his ass.
At least, nice to see Man City win the league anyway. A real riches to riches story. How have they done it? How have they done it? You say we can just hopefully aspire to climb our way back into the Premier League and do that again in future. Bloody hell. Ah, well. Are you all right?
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
It's only a daft game.
Going down anyway.
Yeah
we were.
It is worth remembering it is only a daft game, you know?
Yeah, I suppose it is. Shit, though, isn't it? It's dead fun when you win. That's the problem.
Yeah, you can't win all the time. I'd just like us to be reasonable.
Remember when you used to watch Match of the Day?
Match of the...
Yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it, for a while?
Still on my planner. I'm still getting the series link.
Not watching it.
No.
Is it still the Championship? What's it called? The Football League highlights.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's on.
It's on ITV. We've got it, actually.
Is it?
They show it on, I think, like earlier in the evening on ITV4, right on the at least it's not Quest. That's the other thing.
Mm.
Right on the digital backwater channels. But I think ITV4 show it earlier and then it moves over and they repeat it on ITV1 at about midnight.
Super.
So that's what awaits us. And the very, very cheery host... I don't know what her name is, but she's far too enthusiastic for covering Leeds United games.
She'd be miserable.
So Calvin's gone and got his medal. He's starting today for Man City. So that's nice for him. He's going to have a nice time, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, for as bad as his season has been for not playing, still probably be better than this, isn't it? He probably just does look across at us and go, dodged a bullet there.
The other side to this is, now that we're all in the get it in the bin mode, we do get to start again next season and buy into something again, a sense of renewal, you know, rather than the idea that we've got to come and do all this again next season if we, you know, if we go down.
I'm going to be furious if they stay up next week. It's kind of, you've put us through all this.
We're not staying up, it's fine.
I mean, but imagine if we did. I did say, didn't I, that if we do stay up, everyone will be dead angry.
I think you'd struggle to be angry, though, if we'd stayed up.
Mm. Yeah.
Just stay around.
Or we'll do it in such a way that
if we do stay furious up next week, everyone should stay around long enough to celebrate, but then sit and have a little think about how angry you're actually at.
I'll be angry. I will be angry because you won't be dressed as a Smurf because you're going to hedge your bets and assume we're going down.
It was always going to be a post-game quick dress-up.
You can say for the final game.
Yeah, but I think I said if we were already safe for the final game.
All right, fine.
Which, you know.
Feels like you're trying to wriggle out of it now. Feels like you're not committed.
I feel like Leeds United have very comfortably got me out of it by being useless from August.
Mr. Tom is suggesting that I abandon the hope. Well, why abandon the hope? I hope that next season is better than this season.
I hope for that too.
I hope that we win the last game of the season and we give ourselves a shot. Because otherwise, what's the point? It's horrible today and it'll be horrible next week if and when we go down. But don't give up hope. That's why we keep coming back, isn't it? You come back because you live in the hope that one day everything will be better.
I've got hope for next season.
Next season could be fun.
Next week.
Nah. You don't sound convinced by... You went up an octave then, Rob. Next season could be fun.
I'm convincing myself.
Yeah, be all right. Should we wrap it up there? Because I don't see any comments coming in yet. We'll probably end up doing what we did last couple of weeks and finish the stream just as Allardyce's comments come in.
I feel like this could be the week where he just slags them all off. Because, look, I don't know what they're doing. I'm trying my best. They're not listening to me.
Have you seen them? We started brightly. We had to take our chances. We didn't take them. We've given ourselves a mountain to climb. We will, of course, try our best next week. We need the fans on side. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult. That's what I reckon. Any advance on that?
Yeah, it's probably about right, isn't it?
Should we wrap it up then? Sunny outside. Why bother sitting here worrying about Leeds United, eh?
Sounds all right.
Let's go do that. Right, we will speak to you soon. Thanks for joining us on this one, by the way. If you've enjoyed the live stream, and obviously it's all quite sad and miserable, thank you for joining us. Misery loves company and all that, and we'll do it again next week after the Spurs game.
That'd be fun.
Maybe make it a complete free-for-all, an absolute fury cast, you think? 20,000 people in the comments, all annoyed and angry.
Can do it outside Ellen Road as the stands gets taken down. Great.
Right. Love you loads. We'll see you soon. The Match Ball.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.